நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள்.
Good afternoon, Visham.
Yes, Salvi. How are you going?
Not too bad, thank you. First of all, we will start with this private health fund. If you could give us some explanation about what is private health fund and what does it do and what does it cover, those kind of things, basic information.
Correct, yeah. So in Australia, we have a public health system, which is a Medicare, which we all know, and that cover most of the Australian resident with their health requirement. However, Medicare doesn't cover all of the procedure and care, so it doesn't cover everything. So if you want to choose extra care and extra cover, especially with your health, people should go with like private health insurance, which cover like the care which Medicare doesn't cover. And you can have more comprehensive cover with that. So that's pretty much there as a private health insurance, which give you more protection, which Medicare doesn't give you, you know.
Give me some example, like some example where we should have a private, where in which scenario, if we have a private health insurance, that would be more beneficial for our health. As you are telling, some of the aspects that Medicare don't cover, but having the private health fund, we can actually have an extra care to our health. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So with the Medicare, like some of the surgeries or some of the health condition, it doesn't fall under the Medicare, such as like a dental treatment. So say, for example, you want to get a dental checkup and you want to have a wisdom tooth removal and stuff like that. If it's not an emergency, then you Medicare, you have to go through a waiting period and all that. But dental doesn't come under Medicare. So if you have a private health cover, and if you have a, like with a private health cover, there are two different covers, like one is a hospital and the other one is extra cover. So say if you have an extra cover which cover the dental, some of the private health insurance, they offer dental cover where they cover off some of the expenses such as cleaning, x-ray, scale, filling and stuff like that. So they do that cover, but that doesn't fall under Medicare. So you have an extra benefit if you have the private health cover. And there are a few other examples such as, like I had a client, they had a kidney stone issue. And so if you go to a Medicare and if it is not an emergency, you have to wait for the bed to available. So sometimes you have to have a waiting period. Now in that instant, they had a 12-month waiting period. But the guy, they have a private health cover. What that benefit to them, they can choose their doctor, they can choose when they want to have the stone removed, and they follow that process, like they have to check with their doctor and stuff like that. But then they don't have to wait for 12 months to get rid of the kidney stones, you know.
Okay. You said there are two things that get covered in the private health insurance. Yes. One is the hospital cover and the other one is the extras. So give us a bit more detail about that. And is it essential to have both, or we can choose to have either hospital and we can choose to have either extras? So give us some information about those things.
Absolutely. So with a hospital cover, which is more like when you go to the hospital and get the treatment for it, either it's a day surgery, either it's a like fractures and breaking bone and like gastric problems or cardiovascular problems and something like that. So if you have to attend to the hospital, then that's the hospital cover which protect you. The health cover will protect you with the medical expenses, such as some of the expenses. However, you have to be mindful of the gap, because every insurance, you have to, when you go to the hospital, they you have to pay access to the insurer, and then you may end up paying some sort of gap as well. So some insurance companies, they have a preferred medical provider. So what it means that if you go to their listed or preferred medical or hospital, then there is no gap, or some they do ask for a gap to be paid. So basically the hospital cover is more like the treatment towards the health. With the extra cover, what you get is like more like a dental cover, physio, remedial massage, optical cover, things like that, which is more like a general treatment, which is like ancillary treatments, which is not necessary everybody would have it. So in terms of both covers, you can have both like a package, like hospital and extra cover, or you can have separate. Like some customers, they like only hospital cover, some they only like extra covers, and some like a packaged in a way. So they have a like a some sort of hospital covers and some sort of extra covers. Yeah.
So whenever you say the hospital cover, when you are mentioning about the hospital, which means you are actually mentioning about the private hospital, not the public hospital, is it?
No, they can still go to the public hospital. So what it means, having a hospital cover, they can choose their own doctor and they can still go to the public hospital, it depending on what kind of treatment they need. Some of the treatment available to some of the private hospital and some of the treatment available only in the public hospital, but your doctor can access that treatment. So basically, you can choose your own doctor and you can still go to the private hospital and public hospital. Yeah. So you can have a choice of both, yes.
Okay. And even if we go to a public hospital with a private health fund, we still will get a gap to pay?
Yes, because even the gap is more like the fees for the doctors and some of that medical treatment. So it normally when you ask your health provider for the particular treatment, they will give you an idea about how much gap you need to pay. So like as an instance of that kidney stone example which I gave you, like they went to the specialist and the specialist says, look, with this particular health cover, you have to pay me $500 gap cover. So what it means that you have to pay $500 to the doctor directly. However, the rest of the money, rest of the fees and charges will be paid by the insurance company. But the gap may vary from the provider to provider and depending on the insurance company, you know.
See, with the private health insurance, there are two sides. One is people say, okay, it's a waste of money if they are not using it to that extent. And the other side is no. It's like an insurance which is very helpful to take care of my health. Okay, so whenever we think of getting a private health insurance, what would be your advice that we should keep it in our mind?
What I would always recommend that if you have a family, then it's always good to have it. Like I understand with the private health insurance or any sort of insurance, unless until we use it, we don't see the value behind it. However, it's not suitable for everyone. So it's a personal choice. However, end of the day, if you have a family, it is really good. It is essential to have it. I'm not saying it's compulsory, but it's good to have it. The reason for that is mainly about some of the treatment. Let's say if you have a history of kidney stones, then it's better to have that because then you don't have to wait for 12 months. You can just choose your doctor, you choose your time, and you can treat the kidney stones earlier rather than waiting for 12 months, you know. There is another benefit which I would like to mention with the private health insurance that the kids under the age of 21, they cover under your insurance. So if mom and dad has a insurance policy, the kids automatically cover under that insurance. So what it means up to the age of 21 or 23, because different insurance have a different age line. However, it's covered up to the age 21. So their dental, they don't have to pay. So if the kids has to go to the hospital, they don't pay excess. They don't need to pay dental fees and charges. In terms of the dental is free until they turn 21. So those are the added benefit which you don't get in a Medicare. So yes, you do end up paying more for the private health insurance, but at the end of the day, it's still not too bad. Every insurance company, they're offering nowadays bronze, silver, and gold. There are three different levels, and you can mix and match with the hospital and extras, or you can go either hospital or either extra only. So it depending on everybody's budget, what it fits based to that. But one should be always careful with the lifetime health cover loading as well as some of the government incentive available to that, which make more affordable in a way. But as I said, like it is extra cost out of pocket at the end of the day, but it's still beneficial if they have families and having kids which cover under the policy.
So this private health insurance, is it compulsory for certain bracket of income earners?
No, it's not a compulsory, but it is a smart thing to do it because there is a medical levy surcharge that we all pay as a taxpayers, but there are income thresholds for that. So say, for example, if the family income is more than, say, less than $180,000, then there is no medical levy surcharge. But if the income goes above $180,000 and between $210,000, they pay 1% of the medical levy surcharge, and the surcharge can go up to 1.5%. So what it means, say, if you don't have a private health insurance, you still pay 1% medical levy surcharge to the government if the income is above within the threshold. So there are a threshold for single and a family. So if you go to the ATO website, which is ato.gov.au, and if you search surcharge, like medical levy surcharge, there are thresholds. So there is a threshold between, for the singles, income below 90,000, they don't pay any surcharge. But anything above 90,000 plus, then they do pay the surcharge according to the threshold. And same goes with the family income.
There is a bit of challenge when you go for health insurance company. Is there any like a government assisted comparison tool that's available so that we can go and compare our needs and between different health insurance providers?
Yes, you can. So you can go to the www.privatehealth.gov.au, and that's a government website where you get a lot of information about how the insurance, health insurance work, what's the insurance company providing, what level of cover they provide and all that. They also give you a lot of information about government surcharge and incentives. There are calculators. You can calculate, which I told you about, medical levy surcharge and so forth. So you can calculate, look at the threshold and things like that. So that's a government website. It's a very good website with a lot of detailed information. And there are also some private website, which is iSelect, Compare the Market, those sort of website, which is very much like a general information. It's not a customized or looking at a particular situation in the consideration, but you can have a general kind of a comparison regarding your information. But if you want to talk to somebody, there are a lot of outlets for insurance companies, so you can walk into their shops and you can just find out more face-to-face about this. Yeah?
Okay, thank you very much, Vishal.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate your support. Thanks.
Yeah, thank bye. You.
விருப்பம் பகிர்வு கருத்து பதிவு லைக் ஷேர் காமெண்ட் SBS தமிழின் Facebook.